It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 28th, 2021. It's Thursday, and that means it's time to revisit the wonderful realm of word and phrase origins in our newest Reader's Notebook feature, Away with Words, or Why We Say What We Say When We Say It. Today we journey back to a much earlier time, to the world of the ancient Romans. First up is the expression two-faced, meaning hypocritical or sharing one view or opinion with one person, and then the exact opposite view on the same issue with another. Two-faced originated in Roman mythology, where Janus was the Roman god of beginnings and transitions. The first month of the year, January, is named for him, and he is particularly linked to gates, doorways, and passages. He was thought to be responsible for the gates to the Roman idea of the afterlife, and was depicted with two faces, one at the front of his head and one at the back. This gave him the ability to look into the future and into the past at the same time. And this attribute led the Romans to believe that anyone who held opposing views simultaneously was also two-faced. Next, we come forward in time several centuries to the medieval world, where Latin, the language of the Romans, was the universal language of what learning there was in the Western world. In that era, there arose an expression that we translate as, "It's all Greek to me." The phrase comes from the medieval Latin proverb, "Graecum est, non potest legi," which means, "It is Greek, it cannot be read." The saying was commonly used by monks who copied manuscripts in monastic libraries. By this time, knowledge of Greek had dwindled to the point where very few people could read it properly. Widespread use of the expression even included Shakespeare in his play The Tragedy of Julius Caesar in 1599. And finally, we consider the phrase, "Were your ears burning?" meaning, "Was someone talking about you?" This idiom also originated with the ancient Romans, who were very superstitious and believed that feelings in the body were signs of present or future events. For example, a tingling or ringing or burning feeling in the ears meant that one was being talked about. The philosopher Pliny the Elder wrote in his book Naturalis Historica, which dates from late in the first century of the Common Era, that it is acknowledged that the absent feel a presentiment of remarks about themselves by the ringing of their ears. Other ancient Roman authorities felt that since everything on the left signified evil, left is sinister in Latin, by the way, and everything on the right represents good, that a ringing or burning in the left ear meant malevolent or wicked intent, while the same sensation in the right ear meant praise. If the feeling was present in both ears at once, perhaps one should consult Janus, who was an expert in ambivalence. But beware. He might just talk out of both sides of his mouth, or make that mouths. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 28th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.